broadcasting life and truth around the world. You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The mission of CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast is to teach discernment and to defend the essential doctrines of the historic Christian faith. Each day, Hank answers questions with a passion for apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. If you would like to ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. To begin today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Also, do remember that you can contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We are coming to the last days of our fiscal year, and if you have some of the Lord's resources that you can invest in the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, it would be deeply appreciated, used for God's glory and for the extension of His kingdom. Also remember that for the next couple of days, we still have Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation. That man, K.P. Yohanan, I just spent the better part of a week with him in New York, and he is an amazing Christian leader who is being used by God in the 1040 window, a place where some 1.6 billion people reside. He's being used by the Lord in that place to bring comfort to the brokenhearted, to those who are destitute, but most of all, to establish churches. And what he is doing in Southeast Asia is increasingly having a dramatic impact in the West as well. This book will, I think, invigorate you to make a difference while there is yet time. There's so much to our lives that we pay much too much attention to, and so little that we attend to, forgetting oftentimes that our lives are but a drop in the ocean of time, and what we do now counts for all eternity. Well, this morning I read an article in the Wall Street Journal titled, "The Word of God in the Age of Weed," an article written by Mike Jordan. And in this article, Jordan chronicles a major shift taking place among faith leaders when it comes to the legalization of marijuana, about how public tolerance of marijuana has gone mainstream in religious communities, and about how polling is demonstrating that a majority in the Christian community, including a majority of evangelicals, are in favor of legalizing cannabis. One of the evangelicals Jordan cites is Pastor Jamal Bryant. He's the leader of a megachurch in the Atlanta area. Pastor Bryant created a line called Cannablessed and is quoted as saying that if, quote, THC products became legal in Georgia, he'd be open to selling them in the church bookstore. The pastor insists that he won't be getting zooted on the roof of his church or giving out cannabis as communion, at least anytime soon. Well, on the other side of the spectrum is a Muslim chaplain at Princeton. He has a terminal condition and has taken marijuana as a result of that, but holds that marijuana can cause physical, moral, and spiritual harm. He says he's experienced it, and that it likewise could be a distraction from Allah rather than a deepening relationship with Allah. And while the article does not speak to its deceptive title, you know, that title, The Word of God in an Age of Wheat, it does imply that a majority of Christians waving Bibles around in pulpits have very little sense of how to draw proper theological deductions from the profundity of its pages. Little wonder, then, that America's downward spiral is staggering. You might recall that popularization of the pill in the 60s, that paved the way for the horror of Roe v. Wade in the 70s. That acceptance of same-sex sexuality in the 20th century mutated into legalization of same-sex marriage in the 21st. And the legalization of medical marijuana in myriad states throughout our great land has now morphed into legalization of recreational marijuana. What isn't discussed nearly enough is that those smoking or eating pot have no objective way to accurately measure dosages of tetrahydrocannabinol, in other words, of measuring the psychoactive chemical in marijuana, or that a mere 4 inhalations of THC is all it takes to achieve an altered state of consciousness, or that a dosage of as little as 7 milligrams of THC can be an unwelcome gateway to spiritual and psychophysical maladies, or, for that matter, that a variety of well-documented psychophysical problems are part and parcel of the marijuana boom in the West. Psychological problems are myriad. They include diminished cognitive function. Think about that for a moment. Memory impairment. What a liability that is for a Christian. Panic attacks. Psychotic episodes, hallucinations, sleep deprivation, and worst of all, perhaps, dependence. So the cycle continues on and on and on. Physical maladies range from respiratory illness and cardiovascular disease to detectable alterations in the structure and chemistry of the brain. This mysterious marvel that is accessed by the mind being diminished or altered or damaged as a result of marijuana. As Christian leaders well known around the world should also make well known, the most profound danger is the spiritual danger. In other words, psychoactive substances in pot pave a dangerous pathway into the dubious world of occultic practices, of secret or hidden realities. And while achieving higher states of consciousness, discovering, you know, these quote-unquote secret truths or becoming one with the cosmic consciousness of the universe might sound glamorous and may well be a plenteous source of financial revenue for church bookstores. The skeletal remains of such perilous spiritual diversions continue to multiply worldwide. Well, it's true that the Word of God does not specifically deal with smoking pot. Its prohibition against intoxication applies. We're called to be stewards of both the physical and the metaphysical aspects of our humanity. And to fail to do that is to sin against the very one who created us in his image and his likeness. The implosion of Judeo-Christian foundations of Western civilization is, well, it's breathtaking. But even more alarming is the reality that many Christian leaders are strangely silent in the midst of mayhem. And if the Wall Street Journal article is any indication at all, have now become complicit in the carnage. For those who love our Lord and love His Word, it is time to speak up, to make a difference while there is yet time. And this is one of the reasons I am so deeply grateful for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. This is a forum through which your voice is being heard. When we come back from the break, your questions when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. We'll be right back.
God, where are you? This was the question contemplated by K.P. Yohanan, author of the classic book, Revolution in World Missions, as he found himself in a very dark season of despair. His new book, Never Give Up, is the story of how the Lord carried K.P. Yohanan through the most difficult hours of his life and highlights his hope that the story of a broken man can bring glory to Christ and impact a generation. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The consequences of the coronavirus pandemic and massive urban unrest have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohanan is one of those people. Through times of trial, we come to know what it truly means to know Christ. Simply put, Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation, is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.
Thank you. let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. The number to dial again, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Let's go to Sean in Denver, Colorado. Hi, Sean.
Hey, brother. How you doing there?
I'm doing good. Good talking to you.
Good. I just wanted to comment about your mention about the pod. You know, it's just sad how people don't want to hear truth. You know, I remember hearing, I believe it was last year, from another Christian credible source, not because they're Christian, but they looked into it, that Sweden had done studies in the 90s about pot, showing them how it was hurting people and causing high percentages of schizophrenia, depression, suicide, along with other problems. And even recently, I was hearing stuff where that their population, along with some other countries, actually have been going down. They're not having kids anymore. A lot of it's been directed toward the pot and the homosexual lifestyle. But it's like, you know, people don't want to hear this. You know, it's like, well, we're engaging in something that goes outside of God's design, and, you know, we're gonna pay for it one way or another. You know, and it's just sad that, unfortunately, even the church is sort of joined into it to a point. You know, say, oh, this is okay, that's okay. It's like, well, you know, we have to look and see what God's word says, and also use discernment. You know.
Yeah, I don't know if you could say it any better than you just did. And it's not just Sweden, but research from Finland and Denmark has shown a significant increase in psychosis, and that following an increase in cannabis use. And there's a rise in serious mental illness in the United States as well. You look at some of the statistics. Some time back, I was looking at the statistics in 2017, where a lot of new younger adults are meeting the criteria for serious mental illness, double the rate some 10 years ago. So this is a very, very significant issue, and you have kids that think about this as being harmless now because of all the propaganda, and you have parents who think, well, maybe it's a gateway drug, but as long as it's not a gateway and you don't go any farther, then it's no harm, no foul, but nothing could be farther from the truth. This is rewiring the brains of young people. And so the fact that there are evangelical leaders with huge congregations actually promoting this is simply stunning. And the twist is that now the popularity, according to Pew, is on the side of marijuana use, and that even in Christian communities. So this is a very, very serious issue.
Yeah, I was going to say that, what's one of the things we've heard for years when people use drugs, many times they say they're hearing stuff, they're seeing things, which it's an opener, a door open into spiritual things, to, you know, to the demon side, sort of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, but we downplay it, and the world hears this and think, oh, it's okay, oh, that's just your imagination. But you see how a lot of kids, and I was going to mention with kids, I've talked to nurses recently, so it's gotten a little better, but here in Colorado, many nurses have said, they're still getting kids, 10, 12-year-olds and younger than that, because they're getting into edibles and stuff. And it's like, hello, people, you know, there's enough evidence to show, but when are we going to wake up, you know?
Well, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the passion that's evident in your voice. This is a very, very significant issue, and let me continue on a little bit in just talking about this, because there's this shrewd and expensive lobbying campaign that has made Americans more tolerant of marijuana use. More than 200 million Americans live in states that have legalized marijuana. And this not only for medical use, but for recreational use. And yet even as marijuana use has become more socially acceptable, psychiatrists and epidemiologists have reached a consensus that it presents more serious risks than most people realize. But nonetheless, the number of Americans who use cannabis is soaring. And I'm not just talking about moderate cannabis use, but I'm talking about heavy cannabis use. In 2006, about 3 million Americans reported using the drug at least 300 times a year. the standard for daily use. By 2017, that number had increased to 8 million. And now the number is skyrocketing. You talk about the pandemic that we're facing. This is a pandemic as well. And the other thing that I think is important to note is that the cannabis that is being consumed now is far more potent than ever before. And many users prefer extracts that are nearly pure THC. That's the active ingredient. And it's clear that marijuana can cause psychosis and is a high risk factor for violence. And it fuels violence in psychotic people through its tendency to cause paranoia. So much more could be said, but we are being misled with regard to this very, very serious problem. I also want to mention a Facebook question, if I have time. It's a question from a grandmother who says her 10-year-old granddaughter identifies as gay. And she says, I made the mistake of telling her not to talk about this issue in front of her grandpa. Always, this has become a problem. And if you fast forward 5 months, she mentions this to her mother, and then the grandmother gets attacked and tells the grandmother that she was shamed. The grandmother has apologized, as this was not the grandmother's intention. The grandmother says, I've apologized to both my daughter and granddaughter, and my daughter says, it's not good enough. And the grandmother wants to know, how do I respond in a biblical way? She says, I text my granddaughter every 2 days or so and tell her how much I love her, but I fear my daughter will alienate all three grandkids. I need help. Thanks. Well, this is a sign of the times. But what is really needed in this circumstance is not an apology, but an explanation. Real love means being willing to tell difficult truth, even when there may be relational liabilities for doing that. The first thing I would say in regard to this is being same-sex attracted or gay is not an identity, it is a behavior. The grandchild's identity is that of a young girl made in the image and likeness of God, which gives her intrinsic value and worth. And we need to be able to communicate that. We all have desires that must be brought under the lordship of Jesus Christ, and we have the moral responsibility not to act on desires that are displeasing to the Lord. That's why I think you ought to read a book titled When Homosexuality Hits Home, What to Do When a Loved One Says I'm Gay. That book by Joe Dallas. Of course, I also sympathize with the young girl who has been force-fed the cultural Kool-Aid, fed to her through education, through social media, through the internet, through TV, through movies, you name the list. The LGBTQ message is ubiquitous in our time. Being in her formative years, it's exceedingly difficult to resist the pressure of the fallen culture. But young people need to be trained in the ways of the Lord. And that is why apologetics is so critically important in our day. Christians need to be able to give a rational basis for standing on holy tradition and holy scripture instead of the shifting sands of culture. Culture, however, is having a greater impact on our kids than is the church. And this is where CRI comes in. Truth matters. Life matters more. We're telling people not just about the significance of truth. Truth really, really matters. But seen in light of the incredible impact that the increasingly nihilistic, narcissistic culture is having on our children, it's necessary to show that life matters more as well. In the midst of this anything but Christian moment, we might call it an anti-Judeo-Christian moment, from the U.S. Supreme Court, whose recent landmark decision decouples sex from gender and expands the meaning of the word sex to include sexual orientation and gender, to educators and entertainment chieftains propagating a dangerous and anti-Christian view of sexuality. We need to be fortified with a power not in us, but of us. So remember, life matters more, and this is precisely why I wrote a book about truth and a life that matters more. This is no trifling matter. What we're talking about is a matter of natural law, and when we deny natural law, we strike a mortal blow to a once free and prosperous civilization. Well, I could go on, but I'm out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered in a myriad of different ways, including when you call 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time with more of the show.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation by K.P. Yohanan. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters, and life matters more.
We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The consequences of the coronavirus pandemic and massive urban unrest have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohanan is one of those people. Through times of trial, we come to know what it truly means to know Christ. Simply put, Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.